That's our choir. Voices in unity are truly in unity. Becca Bean is part of the roots of the tree in this ministry. From the very beginning, I would probably forget hats that she has worn along the way, but I'm going to attempt it. She's been on the board. She's been a prayer chaplain for over 20 years. That's a lot of praying. And she can pray. She is a licensed Unity teacher. She is an interfaith minister. She is just amazing because she's Becca Bean. And as I'm sure kind of annoyingly always remind her, I will always have the Becca Bean soup. So Becca Bean, come on out. Give us some words. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, sweetheart. I feel like Tina Turner, man. It is so great to be here with you guys today. You are intrepid. Coming through whatever forecast we were up against, we all made it, and I'm so grateful. Welcome home, especially to all of our special visitors here today from so far. Woo. Wow, what a thrill. Even that beautiful puppy, Shanti. Oh, isn't she gorgeous? Oh, my goodness. So, thinking of animals and people, if you were watching when Leo brought up the talk title today, and if you weren't completely mesmerized by Jane Goodall's beautiful face or the chimp, our title today is Hopin' and Prayin'. And that's not a typo. It is intentional, because I want to introduce you today to Hopin' and Prayin' as a Southernism, a phrase I heard a lot when I was a little kid. It's nearly as art, but not quite as loaded, and it's a cut above sending our heart, our thoughts, and prayers. Hoping and praying is used in the most positive way, to let somebody know that you're holding them in your heart during a difficult time. Now, I tend to use it when I see a specific outcome that I want my way in a certain situation, so I simultaneously ask Spirit to help me make it happen, acknowledging that some sort of intervention just might be needed for it to occur. When I want something so much that I feel the need to, quote-unquote, call in the big guns, yep, I want all the help I can get, especially if I see the situation is beyond my control. But thankfully, in Unity tradition, we know that nothing is beyond God's control. We know we are both human and divine. We know that while we hope a loved one's surgery will be successful, we will also pray that Spirit will guide their surgeon to do God's perfect work, and that the patient's healing power, yes, okay, and here we go. Thank you, sweeties. Better, I hope? Not quite plosive, okay. We can also hope and pray that the Spirit is gonna guide surgeons for God's perfect work, and that the patient's healing energy is magnified throughout the recovery for the highest and best. So there just might be a special power in doing both those things. Hoping and praying use the head and the heart. In fact, the Bible encourages us in Romans 12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and continue steadfastly in prayer. Which sounded a lot to me like fill up your heart with hope, be patient with God's time, and pray without ceasing. Now, if you didn't grow up in the days of Jane Goodall, who was our visual inspiration for Hope today, it's time to learn a little bit about her. Dr. Jane made her transition just a couple of weeks ago on October 1st at the age of 91. God bless her. She was an esteemed scientist, a primatologist and humanitarian, a UN messenger of peace, joining the ranks of Mahatma Gandhi and Mother Teresa. She was a remarkable example of courage and conviction. She worked tirelessly through her life to raise awareness about threats to wildlife, to promote conservation, and inspire more harmonious and sustainable relationships between people and animals and the natural world. In 1960, she started studying chimpanzees in the Gombe Stream Forest in Tanzania, where her work rocked the scientific world. And from the cover of National Geographic magazine, far better than the cover of the Rolling Stone, she inspired legions of young men and women, boys and girls, with her tenacity and her courage and her compassion. Since her passing, the internet has been flooded with her praises from all around the world, sharing her inspiring story. And we've been reminded over and over that Jane Goodall was a gal all about hope. In a recent documentary, she's quoted reminding us, "I want you to understand that you are part of the natural world. We are one." And even today, when the planet may seem dark, there is still hope. Don't lose hope. If you lose hope, you become apathetic and do nothing. And if you want to save what is beautiful in this world, if you want to save the planet and generations, then think about the actions we must do every day. Even small actions will take and make a great change. You have it in you to make a difference. Don't give up. Now, metaphysically, hope is the expectation of good in the future. I like to think of it as being the little sister of faith, because faith is our deep inner knowing that what we are looking for is already in us. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and that power to do the seemingly impossible. In unity, our hope is found in the divinity and the spiritual power in each one of us, our unity with God and the ability to overcome our challenges by staying rooted, grounded in spiritual realities rather than the constantly shifting outer world. It gives us confidence and a deeper connection with God. Hope lifts us up when the world weighs us down. Hope is a heck of a lot more than wishful thinking, isn't it? It is a light in the darkness, a whisper in the silence, a shelter from life's storms. And even if we struggle to muster the faith that a troubling time is going to end, we can find hope there will be a brighter tomorrow. Hope helps us remain present to the world as it is, while working toward the world we wish to help create. Right now in our world, I think some of us may be struggling to hang on to our hope. And maybe that's why that phrase hoping and praying just kept coming up for me this week. So let's take a quick look about prayer. We're pretty familiar with prayer here at Unity. Prayer, we know, is affirmative. And many describe it as a communion, a gift from God and a response of faith from the believer. It is a dynamic exchange that unites God and humanity. In fact, this one really blew me away. The word communion actually comes from the Greek word koinonia, meaning to give thanks or to hold fellowship with God, the whole fellowship with God, sharing and receiving by faith. Now, our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, called prayer the most highly accelerated mind action known. Well, just think about that for a minute. Imagine that surge of energy and knowing that it's going to be okay, no matter what it looks like right this minute. Another articulate and hope-filled woman, Unity co-founder, Myrtle Fillmore, wrote in her letters, "Prayer is to change mind and heart so God's omnipresent good may fill our minds and hearts and manifest in our life. We gotta quit worrying and being so anxious. We need to concentrate our energy and attention on the truth of God, truth with a capital T, the truth of our own being, upon the very things that we wanna see taking place in our life." And listen to this one. "As we pray, the word of life is going down into us, breaking up old fixed beliefs and reorganizing our life." Can you imagine? Reorganizing our life. It's taking hold of our subconsciousness, and we know from that we are free. Working in the consciousness of freedom, we will be happy and well and busy and prosperous. And here's another happy blessing to celebrate in prayer. It makes you feel better, doesn't it? Ah, works for me. Prayer can help us to self-soothe when we're in pain. It can help us cope with a loss, with dealing in a traumatic circumstance. It can also be motivation for our personal goals or help us focus on the well-being of other people. And of course, when we find ourselves in a seemingly hopeless or helpless situation with no obvious options or clear solution, then prayer is something to do at the very least, something in the face of a dire circumstance. Yep, I pray because it makes me feel better. It helps me feel hope. It helps me feel love. It helps me feel empowered. The wise old poet Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote, "More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of." And from the director of Silent Unity for 55 years, May Rowland, she says, prayer, when we feel disturbed, restless, or fearful, that's the time to listen to what is inside us. Be still and know that I am God. This is God talking to you. You've seen the commercial with the banana?
Yes.
This is God talking to you. Unity Minister Mary Cupferly also writes, prayer's for everyone. It's a natural inclination. It looks for the good in everything and everyone. It's an attitude of mind and heart and knows there is a good solution unfolding for every challenge. Prayer is not some mystical woo-woo thing. It's a simple, normal activity of the mind and heart of everyone who wants to be a better person, to understand life and living, to live more richly. And maybe our dear Myrtle said it best, there is nothing prayer cannot do for you. Now, prayer surely does it for me, and I hope you can feel some of that prayer energy. We prayed up this morning, and I'm still wiggling with it, I think. Oh, this past week I was really blessed to be in a river of prayer opportunities during the Unity Worldwide Ministries Eastern Region Conference. I was invited to serve as a co-chaplain leader, and all through the weeks of planning and the conference itself, I joined with folks from Maine to Virginia, about 100 different communities of Unity folks, and we held the high watch together. We celebrated and prayed as we explored the theme of revolutionary leadership. It's about time, isn't it? Bridging timeless wisdom to modern living. It was pretty exciting. with some great guest speakers from around the world, and connection and waves of hopeful change, new focus and energy on social activism, on earth care, diversity, equity, and inclusion, hope and prayer, and moving our feet, affirming peace and justice and divine order together. So now we want to invite you to experience the prayer energy that is at the heart of the region and the heart of Unity of New York. We recognize that over the past several years online and here at St. Michael's, we've welcomed a lot of new friends in our community and will continue to do so each week. After every Sunday, you know, we all walk out past that big old sign that says, Prayer Chaplain, Chaplain Prayer Here. Everybody sees that. But what does it mean? Well, we're going to demystify that today and offer a little preview, a demonstration of praying with a chaplain, where you are safe to bring your hopes and prayers and know divine potential and infinite possibilities, where we will hold you and your prayer request as a sacred trust with love and complete confidentiality. So Laverne and Melanie are co-directors. Let's get this show on the road. Come on up.
Thank you so much, Becca. Okay. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm Laverne Jones, and where did Melanie go? Oh, there she is. Oh, there's Melanie Schmidt, and together we are the co-coordinators of our chaplain ministry here at Unity of New York. And our chaplain program has been, we are now in its 22nd year, and our commitment to you is to serve our unity community with prayer and other spiritual service. Our chaplains provide one-on-one, in-person prayer, either after our services, like we have here today, or we make monthly prayer calls to people in our congregation. And we currently have 20 prayer chaplains, and they make 350 calls per month. And last year they made over 4,000 calls to members of our congregation. So many of you have already experienced prayer with a prayer chaplain, either after service or you've received a prayer call from us. But for those of you who have not, we are going to show you how it works, okay?
So as Becca said, to demystify the prayer process, we're going to ask two chaplains to come up and demonstrate what happens when we pray with you in the corner over there. So will Steve and Beverly please come to the front?
Hi, I'm Steve.
Good meeting you, Steve. Steve, how can I support you in prayer today?
Beverly, I want to start with gratitude. I have an amazing life. I have so many things in my favor, so many things going my way. My health is good. My finances are good. And my challenge and my struggle sometimes is to accept that. How did I ever earn or deserve this when I see so many people that I know and people that I don't know struggling with basic needs? And when I look at the world and I see so much that makes me angry, and makes me disgusted with human beings. And I think, how I'm not supposed to be angry with people. I'm supposed to be spiritual. How do I balance those things? So I just need a prayer of clarity or guidance or whatever you can suggest.
Okay.
Okay.
Steve, may I hold your hand,
please?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take a couple of deep breaths in. And another. And this time as you exhale, you're just going to go to your heart. That's where the knowingness is. That's where the love, the joy, the peace emanates. That's where your connection with spirit takes place. Mm-hmm. And Steve, we're going to know this wonderful truth about you, that you are God's very own. You are loved, you are supported, you're cared for by a warm and nurturing universe. You and God are one. Therefore, you get to co-create with God the wonderful life that you have. Steve, we know, you know, that you are deserving of an abundant, prosperous life. You are enough. Steve, we affirm that you are a good person with many opportunities, many talents and skills. And Steve, we know that you share the generosity and abundance that you have. And right now, right here, we affirm that you are enough. You release any thoughts of anger, any thoughts of frustration, and you just let them float gently away. And right now, right here, Steve, we thank God for the life that you have, for the blessings that you have. And Steve, we know that you are a blessing to others. And for this and even more, we say, thank God.
Thank you, God.
And so it is.
So it is.
Amen.
Amen.
May I have you?
Yes,
thank you, Steve and Beverly. And to give you another slice of what happens when people pray together, I'd ask Judith and Damaris to come up.
Hello, Damaris.
Hi, Judith.
Welcome. It's wonderful to see you. How may I pray with you today?
I would like you to pray for wisdom and discernment in my life, particularly as I have to decide what things to concentrate on. I'm finishing a book, so that would help me a lot.
Okay, good. Let's take that into prayer, please. Would you like to hold my hand?
Sure.
Okay. So let's take a nice deep breath. And let's breathe again right into your heart, the source of knowingness, the source of all that is, the source of God within you that knows exactly how to guide you. And we see you guided, Damaris, perfectly to know exactly what is yours to do. You know what is yours to do, and God will show you the how. We see you successful. We see you prosperous. We see you giving your gift of this book to the world. We see you easily able to discern which direction to go. And we know that all will be well, that all is in God's timing, and that you can relax, let go of any concerns, and and just trust that God is in charge and that you are guided and that you are filled with the love of God in every moment. And for this and so much more, we are so grateful, grateful for all the gifts you bring, all the gifts this book is going to bring, and the gift of who you are as a beautiful, loving child of God. Thank you, Damaris, for all your gifts. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you, Judith and Damaris. And this concludes our short demonstration of prayer. It's prayer over there after church, and it's also prayer when you make a phone call. If this has piqued your interest or your desire to have a chaplain pray for you, please contact the Unity office, and we will be glad to add you to our list. Amen and hallelujah.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you to our wonderful crew. What a team we have. Woo! I want us to just take a moment and wrap this up with a little bit of meditation. So I invite you to get still again and close your eyes, and we'll just extend this sacred moment. And as we relax and breathe in, the air of prayer has been stirred up in this room. I like to think about the angels rustling around while we get still, smiling as they too have resonated with this prayer. So I want to ask you, what is on your heart right now? Are there some challenging decisions that you're facing this week? Maybe some crossroads to navigate? Some concern about health or finances or fear of change. Or maybe today lightened your heart already and you're feeling better, grateful. Grateful to see a clear path already and maybe even a new purpose to embrace. Now focus this in your heart now as we hold the peace of spirit in the silence. And as we gently return to this time and place, I encourage you to take in this blessing from John O'Donohue from your Unity Worldwide Ministries Eastern Region. May we have the courage to stand where no one has yet dared, and to listen for the voice that rises in the silence within us. May we be a bridge between the wisdom of the ancients and the cries of this present hour. May our vision not shrink to the comfort of what is familiar, but expand into the wild fields of what longs to be born. May we embody leadership, not as control, but as service. Not as power over, but power with. And may those who encounter us taste the freedom of their own becoming, because you dared to live from the deep well of your soul. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Are you feeling zen? Grounded? Oh, thank you. Would all of our prayer chaplains who are here please stand up? We are so good. Don't sit. We are so grateful to each and all of you. Don't sit yet. You got a blessing coming. You have blessed so many others, countless others. Those multiply those calls per month times each year that this program, the thousands and thousands of calls. People complain when they call my phone, your voicemail box is full. I'm like, of course it is. I have 22 years worth of prayer chaplain messages on it that I have saved. And that is what fills up most of my voicemail. Anyway, we're so grateful to you. I had the coolest little gifts to give each one of you, and they're somewhere on the way here. They were supposed to be here last week, and yesterday I got a little Amazon message saying, oh, the new time of arrival is Wednesday, October 15th. I'm like, well, I'm going to just pray for you, Amazon, for my little prayer gifts. So you're going to get a little surprise at some point. But right now, I would like everyone to please join me. And if some of you know this blessing, some of you do not. So if you'll just hold space if you don't know it. To each and all of you, we love you. We bless you. Hold on just a second. I want to say it first. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we behold the Christ that you are. Let's know this together for all of these powerful individuals. We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you. We behold the very Christ that you are. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. Okay, now I'm having a moment here. I often remind everyone of this, and we often remind ourselves in choir, singing is praying twice. So with all that power of prayer, singing is praying twice. Well, this morning, an idea that I'm going to assume is a divine idea flew to me. And I said, Steve Bogard, it's been so long since we have sung together. It has. I mean, when did you and Kyle move away from this area? 2014. Whoa. And I know that we got to sing together in 2018 when Spiritus, we were the music for the Unity Convention. That year, our world famous duet. I don't even know how long it's been because we didn't sing it then. But I don't know if you're willing. I got it. I found it. It's in, and I got the binder. And you know what? This could be disastrous, but it will be divine. It'll be a divine disaster. And Ray, here's a microphone that's acting up, if you don't mind. Sure. Oh, wait, you can have this one.
Give me the one that's acting up. Sure.
Am I on? Okay, well, you know, we talked earlier about Halloween coming up. So there are cobwebs on this song. So sure. In and out, in and out. Now this microphone is working. That was my warm up. You really want to do this?
I just think
it's very appropriate with today's prayer chaplain honoring and demonstrations, and I'm stalling. So far, so good. I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
It well may be that we will never sing again,
right?
In this lifetime.
I thought we might not. Sorry.
You're messing me up, man.
I know. It's what I do. Wait a minute. Hold on. What were the lyrics? Oh.
Go back.
It well may be.
It well may be that we will never sing again in this lifetime. So let me say before we start, so much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now, whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship pulled from its mooring by a wind off the sea, like a seed dropped by a skybird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? Because I knew you.
Because I knew you.
I have been changed for good. And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for.
But then I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of it seems to matter anymore. Like a comet pulled,
like a ship pulled from its
by a wind off the sea,
by a wind off the sea,
like a sea dropped by a
skybird
in a distant wood.
Who can say
if I've been changed for the better? I do believe I have been changed for the better. because I knew you.
Because I knew you.
Because I knew you. I have been changed.
We did it!